My name is Patricia Watson. I grew up in a very, very different type of household. It was super strict. I couldn't even watch The Simpsons until I was like in high school. We were slated to be the perfect family. Two kids, house, no dog though. And we didn't talk much. The talking we did do was behind closed doors, and it was kind of volatile. But on the outside, we were perfect. So we never got to talk about sex. And that was that. We were just told, don't do it. That was it. That was it. That was it. That was it. Just don't do it. Jesus will smite you if you do it. So at 18, I was completely in love. And I was like, oh, okay, this is what they're doing. So let me do it. And I got pregnant. I was slated to start the illustrious Morgan State University. You know, if you ain't a bear, you ain't there. You know how that is. But so I was slated to start there in the fall. And because I am extra, I did all my research to figure out what I was going to do. I called my insurance company. I was still on my parents' insurance. They told me, yes, they will cover it, but it's going to show on their EOB. Nah. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I did all the research. I went to tons of different clinics, about probably like 20, to get a whole price list. But I was about to go to college. I had no money. Fortunately, I was able to turn to my aunt. To me, my aunt was the it girl. She was the original alien superstar. Like, she was it. She was able to go to school on her own terms, get married on her own terms, have a kid on her own terms. She was who I aspired to be. So even though she's my dad's sister, she didn't subscribe to the Jesus everything type of mentality. She subscribed to the let's talk about it, let's be about it, I'm here for you type of vibe. And I love that. So I went to her and she was like, okay, what do I need to do? She talked to me and got me through it emotionally, and then financially she helped, and then Planned Parenthood helped as well. And it was a relief. I knew that I didn't know anything about life, much less being a parent, and that just wouldn't happen. So I went on to Morgan. At 21, I did have a baby. I had an amazing little baby, 6 pounds, Mikhail. And then at 24, I had another one, 12 pounds a baby. 12 pounds. Yeah. A baby. Spencer. Yeah. That's the tall 6'9 kid you see walking around here. Yeah. That's my 12 pound baby. Yeah. So at that point, by then, those pregnancies were different. I kind of just knew that I would be okay. I kind of just had this feeling that, okay, I can do this. But I also knew after 12 pounds of baby and having to bring him home in a sweatsuit because he didn't fit the newborn clothes, I wasn't having no more kids. I knew it. I was like, nah, I'm good. 12 pounds? Nah. It's a wrap for me. But they told me because I was 24, I couldn't get my tubes tied. I was like, oh. But I had a 12-pound toddler over there. They were like, no. I was like, okay. So I thought I would be careful. And I was like, all right, okay. So I'm navigating, had this whole mother thing down, have two kids, have a good job. I'm a therapist. I'm like, all right, I got this. I was in a relationship with this guy, allegedly. And he had kind of a temper, and he kind of like to knock my head between the stove and the fridge a couple times. And as careful as I thought I was not that careful, I guess. And I got pregnant. And I knew that there was no way in the world that I would bring a baby in with this monster. I couldn't. I was already trying to get out, and I could not. I just couldn't. And I thought, because I was working for the great state of Maryland, that I had good insurance. Well, apparently abortions are not high on their insurance level, and they don't really care about that because it wasn't really covered. So once again, here come Planned Parenthood with their cape, saving me. But not only did they save me, They also connected me with amazing resources like the Maryland Safe at Home program so I can get away from this lunatic who is now in jail. But also the emotional resources that I needed too. And I sometimes look back at it and I think, would I have still done it at 18? Would I have still done it at 26? Yeah, I would. I would not be able to be the active mother I am today. I would not be able to be a therapist, a union leader, a union president, an activist, a community leader, and my son's biggest cheerleaders. I do not miss a beat when it comes to them. I am there for everything, no matter what, and I wouldn't be able to emotionally, financially. I wouldn't. And if you do the math, the first baby was 6 pounds, second baby was 12 pounds. So either we are doubling or we adding 6. So now, as a parent, I'm not only the biggest cheerleader for them, I'm cheerleader for their friends as well. I try to be to them what my aunt was to me. I try to be that safe space. So everyone is always like, you always have so many kids at your house. And I love it. I love being that person they can come talk to. I love talking to them about everything. Teenagers are wild. Wild. But I love it. I love talking to them about sex, talking to them about safe sex and about options and about their future and about how to talk to their parents, because I didn't have that. I wasn't able, the way I talk to my sons, I can't even talk to my mama now like that. Sometimes I have to remind her, ma'am, you know this is my house, so we do things differently here, shorty. You might want to go down the street. But I like it. And if I didn't make that brave choice, it's no doubt in my mind that I would not be here. I would not be able to tell my story. I would not be here to talk to my sons. I would not be here to talk to their friends and their girlfriends and anybody that wants to talk to me at all. I went on, my oldest son is in his third year at RIT, doing amazing. He was a valedictorian of his class. My youngest son, the 12-pound baby, is slated to graduate this year at the top of his class, and I would not be able to be that person to cheer them on and to tell them, it's okay. You don't have to be quiet about things. You can talk to people about things. You can make your own choices. Sometimes it's for you and sometimes it's not, but you have a choice and you have a voice, and I love you no matter what it is. And I'll be there for you no matter what it is. I'll be there holding your hand if you need it. And I'll be there to laugh if you need it. And I'll be there to cry if you need it. But I would not be that person and be able to do that if I didn't make those tough decisions. And I don't regret it at all. So, that's all I got. Thank you for listening.